Trump resumes blocking Iranian ports and plans 20% tariff on Hormuz cargo. Trump's administration has announced a renewed naval blockade of Iranian ports and a tariff on shipments through the Strait of Hormuz, a move aimed at covering security costs after days of clashes between the two nations. Iran rejects interference and warns that Gulf cooperation with the United States will be seen as an act of war as the truce falters. The move raises regional and international caution as markets watch the balance of power and the fate of global energy flows. Trump restarts the naval blockade of Iranian ports and imposes a 20% tax on cargo through the Strait of Hormuz. The tax is meant to pay for security costs of U.S. ships in the area. Iran rejects U.S. control of the Strait and warns Gulf partners that helping Washington is an act of war. Lula calls the move piracy and says it could raise Brazil's fuel and food prices. The dispute weakens a fragile truce and raises global oil risk, while world bodies oppose tolls on shipping. U.S. reimposes naval blockade and 20% tariff at Strait of Hormuz lead. Action and immediate reactions. The United States announced it will reimpose a naval blockade on Iranian ports and levy a 20% tariff on all cargo moving through the Strait of Hormuz. The move aims to offset security costs for American forces in the region and comes after days of attacks between the two countries. Iran rejected any foreign interference and warned that Gulf cooperation with the United States would be treated as an act of war. The development follows a weakening of a mutual truce that had been in place. Washington's position. President Donald Trump said the strait would be kept open while the United States restores what he called the Iranian blockade. He stated that the tariff is intended to cover security costs and to ensure local forces are reimbursed for protecting the passage. Officials described the United States as assuming a protective role in the corridor and argued the payment would fund security operations. Iran's response. Iranian officials responded quickly. The armed forces released a video message saying they would not allow U.S. interference in the Strait's governance. They also warned Gulf states that cooperating with Washington would be considered an act of war. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman offered a counterpoint on social media, arguing that Iran, long the steward of the Strait, would continue in that role and calling the proposed 20% charge excessive, but indicating the country would seek a fair outcome. International and regional reactions. The International Maritime Organization said it opposes any move to impose tolls on the Strait and urge de-escalation in the region. A regional maritime information center issued warnings about ongoing security risks and noted it was likely to see further hostile actions in the current climate. In Brazil, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva criticized the United States, calling the measures piracy and linking them to higher costs for global commodities. He tied the move to broader global inflation and said major powers should avoid acting like pirates in such disputes. Background: the truce and the Strait. The actions come during a period of strain after a preliminary truce between the United States and Iran, signed to allow time for negotiations, began to fray. The agreement envisioned a 60-day pause in hostilities and a pathway to talks on broader security for the region. Iran has restricted the corridor to a single navigation lane near its coast and has rejected a return to the pre-war conditions, where traffic flowed more freely. Before the current tensions, the Strait of Hormuz carried about one-fifth of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas shipments, making it a critical energy choke point. Conclusion: the episode marks a marked escalation in a fragile standoff over the Strait of Hormuz. By reimposing a naval blockade and a 20% tariff on cargo, the United States seeks to cover security costs and defend open sea lanes, but the move risks deepening Iran's resistance and widening Gulf tensions. Iran's rejection of foreign interference and its warning that Gulf cooperation with Washington could be treated as an act of war underscore the potential for a broader confrontation. As Lula framed it, the measures verge on piracy and threaten higher global prices, while international bodies oppose tolls and urge de-escalation. The developing stance weakens the previously fragile truce and raises the specter of volatility in global energy flows, with oil and gas markets watching closely for stability. Looking ahead, the path forward will hinge on renewed diplomacy, confidence-building steps, and a willingness to balance security costs with open, predictable navigation through a critical international choke point. Frequently asked questions: why did Trump resume blocking Iranian ports and announce a 20% tariff on Hormuz cargo? Trump says the strait must be guarded and open. The U.S. will block Iranian ports and charge 20% to cover security costs. How would the 20% tariff work on cargo through Hormuz? The tariff would apply to all cargo passing through the strait. The U.S. says it will be reimbursed for security costs at 20%. What has Iran said in response? Iran rejects U.S. interference. It says Gulf states' cooperation with the U.S. would be a war act. Could this affect global oil and raise tensions? Yes. The Strait carries a lot of oil and gas. Attacks and threats could push prices up. What other major reactions have been reported? Lula called it piracy. The UN's shipping body opposes tolls for safe passage and calls for de-escalation. Iran warned that interfering is unacceptable.